This is a follow-up psychiatric evaluation management. Patient first name is Betty, B-E-T-T-I-E, last name is Sykes, S-Y-K-E-S, date of birth is 3/23/1946. Date of evaluation is 11/8/2023. Facilities, Westwood Nursing Care Center, HPA history page, comparing its psychiatric follow-up management of advanced dementia, comma, severe anxiety. History of present illness, this is a 77 years old female who's well familiar to her service, peers she was last seen by PA Trevor on August 24, 2023. Peer discussed her condition with nursing staff. Peer she was started on Lexapro 5 mg once a day by PA at his previous visit. Peer she's also on clonazepam and Ativan PRN. Peer no significant improvement in anxiety symptoms. Peer during my evaluation she's extremely confused, anxious. Her conversation is nonsensical and makes noises. Peer no meaningful conversation could be held. Peer no reports of any persecutory delusions, hallucinations, sadness, crying spells. Peer she's totally dependent on staff for ADL care. Peer she could not respond to questions to assess her cognition. Peer she's seems to have severely impaired insight and judgment. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medications. See medication page. And number one, Clonopin 0.5 mg QHS. Number two, Ativan 0.5 mg PRN. And number three, Lexapro 5 mg once a day. Next paragraph, intermedical social family history. Date of our last visit is August 24, 2023. Next paragraph, review of medical family social history. No changes since last visit as noted above except as listed below. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, vehicle former chart, nursing. Next paragraph, medical history, no changes, social history, unremarkable. Next paragraph, mental status examination, additional MS observation. Patient is a thin-looking female with thin-looking female. She was resting on Jerry chair. Peer, she is very confused. Peer, mood is anxious. Peer, conversation is illogical and nonsensical. And her thoughts are disorganized. She makes she makes loud vocalizations at times. Period. Patient is not even oriented to self. Period. Attention, concentration, short-term memory. Attention, concentration appears to be severely impaired. Next paragraph, assessment plan, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition F06.4. Plans increase Lexapro to 10 mg once a day. Continue Clonopin as prescribed. Number two, frontotemporal dementia G31.09. Number three, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere severe with agitation F02.611. Plan staff needs to anticipate patient's needs, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition. Disposition, notify her service for any persistent changes in mood, behaviors, or any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded. Procedure code 99309. Mental status examination, please also add blood pressure 116/62, pulse 76, respiration 18. This is the end of dictation.